Are you sure you want to turn on the news tonight? Yeah, cheer you up, right? Need a few laughs. Well, that's unlikely. It has been pretty ugly. Things are happening environmentally that are difficult. The weather is kind of going crazy. You got headlines about growing crime and financial turmoil and gun violence. Boy, you know all those headlines. Yeah, there's a lot of grim stuff. But for us who belong to Jesus, now you know what we should be hearing? We should be hearing our spiritual phone ringing. It's a wake-up call from God. And this is no time to let it go into voicemail, because God's calling us. And he's saying, if you're ever going to do something about the people who don't know Jesus, do it now. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about disturbing headlines, a message from God. Okay, number one, it's time to live for what others are dying for. Yep. You can go online and you will graphically see the price that our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world are paying for their allegiance to Jesus. Torture, rape, even crucifixion. We have a faith that is paid for in blood. First by Jesus, then by countless Jesus followers. From the first century Colosseum to crosses today. So I should be intimidated into silence because of what talking about Jesus might cost me? Oh, I might be called a name. Marginalized, rejected, disrespected. If I won't pay that puny price, I should be ashamed. The old hymn says, am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name? Must I be carried on the skies on flowery beds of ease? While others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas. Yeah, spiritual silence. Not an option any longer, because it can cost someone Jesus and it can cost someone heaven. The second message in the headlines, hearts are open because the world is crazy. Yeah, God calls us to make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. This is opportunity time. Hearts that are usually looking inward are suddenly open to looking upward. So many things they've looked to are letting them down. With storm clouds coming in from every direction, people feel vulnerable. They feel unsafe. In the Bible's words, like the tossing sea, which cannot rest, there is no peace. These are Jesus times, not to be missed. He's the one who speaks to the storm in the human heart and says, peace be still, and do not let your hearts be troubled. There's one other lesson in those headlines. We have the hope people are starving for. Peter calls it the reason for the hope you have. That's what God says will interest people in my Jesus, especially now, but only if I tell them about the unlosable love that he proved on a cross. And there's never been a better time to tell your hope story than now. Our word for today from the Word of God, Hebrews 6:19. What a verse for unraveling times like ours. Speaking of Jesus, it says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. My friend Dave used to keep his sailboat in Stamford Harbor in Connecticut. They got a hurricane gate that they close in the face of this approaching storm to protect every craft that makes it into the harbor. So actually, my friend rode out a hurricane on his boat. He was blown around, but he was safe. Well, Jesus is the harbor where I'm safe in a Category 5 world. How can I know where the peace is, where the anchor is? And not tell the people in my personal world. No more silence. No more letting fear win. No more wimping out on sharing my Jesus. My brother, my sister, it's too late for that.
On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. To find out more about this exciting ministry, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.